This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You pay for power last month, your energy bill from MDU or XL Energy or one of the rural co-ops, wherever you get your power from, Otter Tail Power Company. How much was it? You remember? How much do you have budgeted for it? Well, up the budget by a bunch, because the cost of your electricity is going up under the Clean Power Plan, being challenged in court right now. The reliability of your energy, our energy grid, will go down. And the cost of everything will go up because the cost of electricity goes up. It costs more to make cars and heat grocery stores and everything else. That's what's at stake right now. That's why, and that doesn't even bring into the equation something we ought to keep front and center, and that is neighbors of ours that are part of this industry that right now get up, go to work every day to provide affordable, reliable energy for folks here in the Dakotas and Minnesota. It's working. And the technology and the investment in it makes it cleaner, better every single year. It gets better. It's not enough for the greenies, the eco-terrorists, the green extremists. They don't want coal any part of the solution. They hate the lignite industry. They want the jobs to go away. We need you to join the war on coal. And what you are is standing up for your bottom line. You can do it at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Join the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future online at SecureEnergyFuture.org. They bring you this hour of What's on Your Mind. Another hour as we count down to Election Day. We're going to talk a little bit about how we elect a president this hour, because you've asked. We're going to talk about an issue that, you know, got some attention in legislative races, and it's one of those issues, and many come at you as you get closer to Election Day, where you're going, who's telling the truth here? We're going to do a little truth detector on how much taxes are levied on oil companies. Because you heard a lot from Democrats that, oh, Republicans, they just give tax breaks to the oil companies. Did they? Actually, they did some things in the last legislature that increased taxes on oil companies, putting more money in the coffers for schools and roads and the rest. We'll talk about that with Ryan Rauschenberger, state tax commissioner, coming up here in a little bit. We had a lot of fun in the first hour just taking your gut, trying to gauge your gut, know where you were at. Keep the text coming. We'll weave them in as we go throughout the hour. A few more callers I promised to get in this hour. I'll just share a few more texts here. Car roll was an A-double-S. What's that spell, Todd? No, it's okay. You don't have to say it. He's been wrong more often than he's right. Last 10 years, Rove wants to save his insider job rather than save the country. Okay. It's dangerous territory protecting a Hillary win around here today. You get called an A-double-S. Anyway, we've gone there. My gut feeling says Trump will win, but my brain is telling me Hillary because of the cultural rot in this country. What time will we find out who won tonight? Anybody's guess. You really don't know. I actually think Trump wins bigger than a lot of people think, and we may know sooner than people think. Or it could be a 2,000, and you know, we're counting well into the night. How about that? Just don't know. Where are all these people coming from? 2-3 weeks ago, all I heard was Trump, Trump, Trump. Now I got some negativity. It's called a Midwest Scandinavian kind of way of thinking, right? You just got to look at your shoes and go, oh, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. I think there's more optimism than not that's out there. Another texter, I am a woman. I would not vote for a woman for president just because of gender, ever. Most women do not have the temperament or could handle the pressures. Ouch. Think positive, says another texter. Remember all the people who attended the Trump rallies? I don't think they can get away with enough voter fraud to win. Trump, 100%. Okay, let's see here. Who's been waiting? Stephen Bismarck, you wanted to get in here. Go ahead, Steve. Lay it on us.
Yeah, thanks, Scott, for giving me this opportunity. My gut tells me Trump, and I proudly voted for Trump. My experience showed up at the at the voting place about 10 to 7. And, you know, there was 25, 30 people waiting. Went in, went through the process, and the thing that really still kind of bothers me is when it came time to put it into the machine, the attendant said, well, no, you can't put it in there. It doesn't work. And I'm going, what do you mean it doesn't work? Well, we don't know how to work it. It doesn't work. So just put it in the bottom of the machine. So basically, I left there not knowing for sure that my vote is going to be counted. And I guess, you know, all the talk of voter, you know, the negative that can happen. You know, here's small town Bismarck, and we've got people that can't operate the voting machine.
Right, that would make me a little concerned as well. Maybe I'd want to wait and to see it actually go into the machine. They only had one machine, I take it, then, huh?
Yes. Yeah. You know, it's a small precinct, but, you know.
Yeah, what precinct was it?
How much time have they had to prepare for this?
Where did you vote?
I voted at Pioneer School, north of 14th Street, Bismarck.
All right. We'll check into it here with Burleigh County and see if we can find out what the deal was and how they can give you some assurance. So stay tuned, Steve, okay?
Thanks, Scott.
You got, we'll work you an answer here. BJ in Detroit Lakes want to talk voter ID quickly. Go ahead, BJ. Give me your best 30 seconds.
Yeah, you had a caller on earlier who had a disabled veterans card, and that wasn't an acceptable form of ID. And I just moved to Detroit Lakes from North Dakota and voted for the first time. And the guy in front of me, it was an elderly gentleman in an electronic scooter, and I believe he had the same card, but there's a guy at the door taking IDs, and he asked him a couple of questions. Well, the man in the scooter couldn't speak, so he sent him through to one of the tables, and they tried to communicate with him. He didn't have anything but this card. He had nothing to say where he lived. And they tried. I mean, they asked if anybody could verify who he was or whatever, and nobody knew him, and he just turned the scooter around and ended up leaving without being able to vote, which I thought was a shame. And as far as, like, my vote and prediction, I thought the candidate that deserved the nomination on the Republican side was Kasich, so I wrote in Kasich today. But if I had to make a prediction, I would probably have to predict Hillary.
All right, well, I hope Minnesota doesn't come down to one voter. I'm coming to find you, BJ, because a vote for anybody but Trump is a vote for Hillary. That's the sad thing here. Write-in votes to me are I get the protest part of it. I just was texting somebody else said the same thing. I don't like Trump, but I don't like Hillary. Well, the choice is one or the other, and to vote for anybody but Trump is a vote for Hillary right now. But let's hope that's not needed in Minnesota. Tim and Colm, quickly for Todd, and then we'll go to our next guest on this Electoral College question. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I got to do this real quick because I'm unloading a semi. I'm for Trump. My question for Todd is this. I haven't heard, but what happened to the Dale Wetzel show?
Dale's got just too many irons and too many fires. He just didn't really have the time anymore, so he wanted to be able to bail on it. So love to have him back any time. The door's open whenever he'd like to come back.
Yeah, good show, good guy.
I like the show. I wish you'd have it on. I got to go. I got to unload this semi. Thanks.
Yeah, we love our listeners. They work for a living. All right. We received a call last week. Here was the call that prompted this. Roll that cut, Todd.
Popular versus the electoral vote, when all you hear on TV is they have to have this state, that state, that state, and that state to win. How did that come about, and is it a good thing or bad thing in your opinion?
All right. That was the question, and here's Donald Trump this morning on the same very point.
I think we're going to win Iowa and Ohio and New Hampshire. We're going to win a lot of states. I mean, who knows what happens ultimately, but we're going to win. I think one that's going to be interesting is Michigan because it's not a state that's gone Republican for many decades.
So the question for my next guest, Pat Rosenstiel, a longtime political operative in Minnesota, good guy, is this the way the Founding Fathers intended presidential elections to be decided, sir?
Well, you know, the founding fathers obviously wouldn't embrace a system where the battleground states have all the political power and the flyover states, which is most of us have none. And you know, I think one of the misconceptions is, you know, that somehow, some way, the current system we have is the Electoral College. It's just a series of state-based winner-take-all laws, you know, that have been adopted by the various states in the lead-up to the Civil War. The Electoral College is the power of the legislature to award electors, right? In Article 2, Section 1, it's of the U.S. Constitution. It says each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct a number of electors. The National Popular Vote Interstate Compact respects that power of the legislature and asks the various legislatures if they want to change the method they use for awarding their electors to award the presidency to the candidate who gets the most popular votes in all 50 states or wins the national popular vote.
And exactly what Pat is talking about here, folks, is before a lot of legislators is passed in some legislatures and is a real possibility to change the way we elect the president. More from Mr. Rosenstiel after the break on this. Rebecca Hazen has a question for him. Yours welcome, too, on What's on Your Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
This Soybean Minute is about Palmer Amaranth, the most pervasive weed that growers have ever seen. In addition to this weed producing 1 million seeds per plant, reducing crop yields by 90%, it is also resistant to glyphosate and most row crop herbicides. Iowa weed scientists documented Palmer Amaranth expanding from 5 to 30 counties this summer. How did this happen? Primarily from mail order seed. Some commercial seed mixtures used in CRP, cover crops, pollinator plots, and hunter habitats were contaminated with Palmer Amaranth seed. These multi-plant seed sources disseminated Palmer Amaranth throughout Iowa. Landowners, inspect your new environmental plantings, bag and remove any deviant pigweed plants. Contact your Extension County agent or NDSU for correct ID. Help keep North Dakota Palmer Amaranth free.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Before you complete your bachelor's degree, you want to know more about the university you choose, right? You want to meet the faculty, you want to know more about the program you're interested in. How much is it going to cost me? Do the classes and the time fit my lifestyle? At the University of Mary in Watford City, you can choose from 10 bachelor's programs in nursing, business, criminal justice, psychology, and more. And they're tailored specifically for you. the working adult. You can earn your degree in Watford City, or you can do it online. Come see for yourself at an open house. Circle this date on your calendar. The 17th of November, that's a Thursday, 4 to 6:30 p.m. at the beautiful new Rough Riders Center in Watford City. Check it out online at umary.edu/Watford City. umary.edu/Watford City. Back on What's on Your Mind. Chatting with the great Pat Rosensteel. We're talking a little bit about a change in how we elect the president and what it would take to do that. The process you described before the break is something that legislatures can do, and many of them have given this idea a thumbs up. Where's the whole idea process at in the legislature by legislature tally, Rosie?
Yeah, we've passed our bill, our interstate compact, which is state statute language in 11 states with 165 electoral votes. So they're already in the compact. To understand the compact is to know that it doesn't take effect until states totaling 270 or more electoral votes have passed the same bill. And those sort of legislatures award their electors in block to the candidate who gets the most popular votes in all 50 states, right? So we have 61% of the 270 electoral votes required to have the compact and proposal take effect. And it's the only way to preserve the state power to award electors, but still make every voter in every state politically relevant in every presidential election, which is a problem in every presidential election, is that that is not currently the case. So
I have personally lobbied the people who've been on a presidential ballot before about this and just said, this is the way to go. And they get a ashen look to their face like, are you nuts? I mean, now we have to compete in California, New York. That's the ones they always mention. That means the big cities now control it. Why are they wrong?
Well, they're wrong on a couple of different cases. First of all, there's obviously a lot. I presume you're talking to Republican candidates for president. There's somewhere between 5 and 6 million Republicans trapped in the state of California who it's as if they've never voted for a presidential candidate. So I think, you know, California is a vote-rich environment for Republicans, as is New York, which is why the Conservative Party chairman, Mike Long, there endorsed the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact and actually helped us marshal it through the New York legislature, because he wants conservatives and Republicans in every state to be relevant in presidential elections. They're wrong about the big cities because they ignore political demography. You know, I was concerned about the same thing, so I went and did the research, and exactly 1/6 of the voters of this country live in the top 100 cities. Exactly 1/6 of the voters live in what's called rural America by the U.S. Census. So I find it hard to believe that any candidate, other than losing candidates, would focus on 1/6 of the population in the urban centers and ignore 1/6 of the population in rural America. And in fact, one of the reasons I'm so adamant about the National Popular Vote Bill is because I'd like states like North Dakota and South Dakota to be relevant to American presidents, which they aren't today, when you consider the fact that the two candidates for president in 2016 have been to the battleground state of Florida 71 times since the two conventions. And we've been in North Dakota and South Dakota a collective 0 times. And so that's a system that needs to be fixed, because a voter in North Dakota should be as relevant as a voter in Florida. And in my system, sometimes they should be more important, if you ask me.
Yeah, and so that's really what you're doing. You're saying the Electoral College is still there. However, the popular vote in North Dakota, if it's 70-30 Trump, then 70% of those three electoral votes go one way and one the other, right? I mean, that's how you administer
yeah.
it?
No, that's not how it works, Scott. It's not 7-3, right? If North Dakota is in the compact, how much you win or lose North Dakota becomes important, because all of those electors are awarded to the candidate who wins the most popular votes in all 50 states. Right? Not 7-3. They don't split.
Right.
Your electors still go to one candidate. But what happens now is Donald Trump winning North Dakota 70-30 today becomes incredibly important to Donald Trump as he tries to win a national popular vote total. How
got
much
it.
You win or lose a state now becomes important.
Every
not whether
vote
or
counts.
Not you can win the I-4 corridor of Florida.
Yeah,
you know,
every vote counts rather than, makes sense. Rebecca and Hazen, what's on your mind for our guest on the national popular vote idea? Go ahead. Are you there, Rebecca?
Oh, hi. Sorry, you cut out for a second. Hi, I've never called into a radio show before. This is my first time. But I just wanted to say that I really hope that we can get a change in the Electoral College, because a lot of people I know, including my 17-year-old sister, are convinced that no matter what they do, it doesn't matter. And my sister is, you know, she's convinced that she should not care about the presidential election because her vote will not count. So that's why I'm concerned about the Electoral College. And I just, you know, I know so many people who, you know, they won't vote in the presidential election because they're convinced that it doesn't matter to them.
What'd you say, Rosie, to Rebecca and Hazen?
Yeah, I mean, Rebecca puts her, you know, hits the nail on the head, right? What you find under the current system is that turnout is 9 or 11 points higher, depending on what study you look at, in battleground states than it is flyover states. And it's because those of us that live in flyover states, which are really 4 out of 5 states, right? We don't feel like our vote is decisive within our state. It doesn't matter towards the outcome. Therefore, you know, why don't we go home, have dinner with our family or clean the gutters or do anything else? I mean, as a Republican in Minnesota, it's as if my vote has never mattered before in a presidential election. I believe Mr. Trump's got it tight today, but in every presidential election, I should feel that way. And that's what we're working on. And that's the change that the North Dakota legislature ought to sponsor, consider, and pass. In my estimation, and there's only one body of government that can make this change, and it is the state legislature, and I hope they will act.
Appreciate that. Thanks. Jerry, north of Pelican Rapids for Patrick. Go ahead. Jerry, are you there? Why don't you ask if Jerry's still there, Manny, if you would. Our time's getting short here. Emailer, why are you and your guests so anti the U.S. Constitution? Is national popular vote against the Constitution or thwarting the Constitution? Rosie?
Well, you know, I get this question everywhere I go, and I encourage people to read the Constitution and not waive it. You know, I am a strict constructionist. My first dog's name was Jefferson. I helped confirm Alito and Roberts to the court. And I know what the United States Constitution says about the Electoral College. It says each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct a number of electors. And the idea that the current system is what the Constitution had in mind ignores the fact that when the founders took 30 votes on 22 separate days, there's one thing they never pondered, never considered, never argued over, and never voted on. And it's the state-based winner-take-all law that this guy is talking about. So at the end of the day, I'm interested in having constitutional conversations, and I'm interested in having conversations with people about the Constitution. But until you read Article 2, Section 1, and until you read Article 1, Section 10, you have no constitutional ground to stand on, because the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact preserves the power of the state to award electors, which is the Electoral College, and it asks the various states if they want to use their federalist power to make their citizens matter right in on. A different way, and National Popular Vote is that solution.
We have whet your appetite today. We're going to stay on this issue. I'm taking it head on, no matter what happens tonight, because I think it's come a long way, as so many things have, from what the founders intended. Pat Rosenstiel, thank you, sir. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. God bless you.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My travels for What's on Your Mind bring me. I always enjoy stopping at Petroserve USA in the shadow of the Capitol there in Bismarck. Of course, over in Mandan, if I head on down eastward on I-94, make a stop at Valley City where they're building a beautiful new Petroserve USA location. Wow! Is that going to be nice? Saw an aerial photo of that the other day. Really nice. And, of course, you continue to find them at Castleton, Arthur, Grafton, over in Bemidji, down in Wahpeton, locations in West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, PetroServe USA, helping America feel better with the best deal anywhere. The hot stuff, personal pan pizza, the two cookies, the 20-ounce drink, really good anytime, day or night. They have the breakfast pizza in the morning and your choice of pizza later on the day with the pepperoni and the meat choices. All four of those items are $4. $4. Four for four all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Make sure you register new every week, too. They give away a lot of PetroServe USA bucks, $50,000 in total. And every week they draw from a new batch of names. So you got to get in there and register. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. All right, couple calls. Been waiting a while here. I want to get in. Then Ryan Rauschenberger, our state tax commissioner, will join us. A few more texts. Busy day today on the program. And Ben in Billings County, what's on your mind?
Hello. Sam, I'm having a little trouble dealing with the fact that people feel like us in what are so-called the flyover states would have no say in the Electoral College. You know, in just my simple math, I would think, you know, in a state of 700,000, we got like one vote for every 225,000 people, you know, where you get a big state that has 50 voters in a state of 50 million, they're like a one electoral vote to a million people. You know, so it would seem to me like my vote is worth five times as much as somebody in California. And I would not want the East and West Coast to dictate how my three electoral votes here in North Dakota vote. So I'm
shouldn't
having a
everyone, shouldn't, here's my question. Yeah, it's a debate for another day because it is there's a lot to wrap your mind around, and I love the debate about it. I really do. I just believe every vote ought to count. I don't see anything inconsistent in what is being put before state legislatures with the Constitution, because it gives the electors that power to decide what guides their vote. And to me, what I don't like is hearing about Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Iowa, and nobody else matters. I mean, all these presidential visits. I mean, to me, a vote is a vote. So I'd love to see the presidential candidates come and ask for our vote as many times as they do for a Florida vote.
Definitely wouldn't if we were just one popular vote. We would never see a presidential candidate.
Yes, we would. You know why? Yes, we would, for the following reason. North and South Dakota alone can counter out, let's take the two, pick a city, Minneapolis. Okay. So if they make two stops in North and South Dakota, they've done every bit as good as being in the metropolitan area. Every vote counts the same. So that's where it works. I got to keep rolling, but I appreciate your comment. Keep calling on this. Joel in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, a quick question here, actually. Well, okay, three things. First of all, is Chase Iron Eyes a Democrat?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'd heard a couple of his ads on the radio, but I didn't really hear his name fully. And then I was in Bismarck the other day, and I happened to see him at a gas station. It just said Iron Eyes for Congress, and it didn't connect with me. I didn't know who it was, but I knew it was a politician, so I thought, I'll just ask him, what his platform is. I'm from South Dakota. I told him I can't vote for him, but, it's really easy to talk to politicians. And at the end of, probably talked for 5-10 minutes, and at the end of the conversation, I said, okay, now what's your name again? He goes, Chase, Iron Eyes. I was like, oh, and it dawned on me that he's the guy running against Kevin Cramer. So if I'd have known that, I'd have had a few more questions for him. And then another thing, do you remember at the last debate when Trump told that moderator that he would keep him in suspense about whether he was going to accept the election based on whether or not he thought it had been rigged?
Yes.
And my mom was watching that with me, and we both agreed that that was about the stupidest thing he could say. But then I realized after thinking about it for about half an hour, seeing some people talk about it, that this is one of those things that, you think Trump stepped in it, but it's going to make him... going to make him even better. His voter base is going to be even stronger. And I happened to be watching C-SPAN a few days later, and they had these experts on talking about, voter fraud can't happen, basically reassuring people. So what Trump did, which we all thought was so stupid, he put everybody on notice for voter fraud. And I truly believe that if we lose, it will be because of voter fraud. So that's the only way I think Hillary can win, just because of all the support we have. And another thing, when I was up in Bismarck yesterday, I drove a pickup that had lifted with big tires, and it said Trump. It had a Trump sign on the front and a big Trump banner on the tailgate. And I do that just because I like to reassure people, because I know that there's a lot of people who have Trump shame, don't want to tell anybody they're voting for him, but they see support for Trump like that, and it, kind of galvanizes them a little bit.
That's what passion looks like, no doubt about it. Sorry, you're in Lemon and what, Joel?
Well, we've got a couple pickups that say Trump on them. Mine actually has a flag on the back. It says Trump on the front, and it says Hillary for prison on the back too. So we have that parked about a block or two away from the voting booth, and we have that pickup that we took to Bismarck parked about that far away from the voting booth, too. So,
all right, Joel, appreciate it. Nice hearing from you. Tammy and Minot, real quick, and I need to get to Ryan next. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I was talking with my sister yesterday, and her husband always votes absentee ballot. She said that his ballot never came in the mail, and when they called to check on it, it's showing that he already returned it voted. So, and that's here in Minot.
Well, there's a second little... hitch in the get-up that we've discovered today on some things that we're making a list of here. Did he inquire with the county auditor?
I've told her to call the courthouse and check with the auditor, and she said she'd do that today.
Yeah, good idea. Good idea, Tammy. Any other things you hear about like that, let us know. You can text us at 701-226-8503, and we'll track some things down for you. No doubt about it.
226.
We're on it. 701-226-8503.
Thank you,
Tammy. Appreciate you calling. Every election, there are just tons of issues thrown at you, right? And one candidate says this, another candidate says this, and your eyes are rolling into the back of your head. There has been a whole lot of allegations flying around related to the extraction tax on oil in North Dakota. And a popular talking point is that Republicans ran through tax cuts for oil companies. A person that would know whether that's accurate or not is our tax commissioner, Ryan Rauschenberger, because it's his job to keep tabs on, what the taxes are and what they generate in the way of revenue. I asked Ryan to join us just because I want the facts on this issue. Ryan, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Good morning, Scott. Happy Election Day. Doing well.
Yeah, no kidding. It is a lot of energy in the air, that's for sure.
You bet. You bet.
Well, this issue has come up a lot this election, and I know there was a change in the last legislative session, and I saw what I considered reform. And it was very complex. There were all these triggers and hard to kind of follow, and there was a way that says that the price of oil is this. Here's what the tax is going to be. If it goes up, it's going to be this. If it goes down, here's what it's going to be. What was that change from the last session? What did that mean? How much more are in the coffers of North Dakota's general funds than would have been there but for that change?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Scott, because I think, there, as you said, there's been a lot of misinformation being spread around about the oil tax reform passed during the 2015 session. And basically, an incentive called the Big Trigger had been part of our oil tax law for decades. It basically reduced the oil extraction tax to virtually nothing in a low-price environment, which we're in right now. And that incentive was actually on, that lower tax rate was on from 1987 to 2004. So since 2004, prices were high enough where the full extraction tax had been in place. But since we're in a low-priced environment, the legislature in 2015 had the foresight to go in, reform the oil extraction tax code, and get rid of those oil price triggers and put the rate in at a solid 5%. So instead of having it go from the old 6.5% to 1 or nothing, where we have no extraction tax, they locked it in. And what that has done just since January 1 has generated $362 million in oil extraction tax. That's about $40 million per month just since January 1 because they didn't allow the oil extraction tax to virtually be eliminated in this low-price environment. So it's actually been an increase of $362 million in just 9 short months for the state of North Dakota. And that is constitutionally dedicated for education, flood protection, water projects, and also goes to help property tax relief. So we are very, very fortunate in North Dakota that the legislature had the foresight to reform the oil tax law.
So no change in the last session, and you have zero right now as an extraction tax, meaning a difference of those dollars you're just telling us about, which obviously in this situation with low commodity prices, both on oil and in ag, would have made a very difficult situation even more difficult.
No, absolutely. And like I said, that $362 million, if you carry that out, and we just got done revising our forecast that the governor will then use for his budget. Governor Dalrymple still prepares the budget for the 2017 session. We just last week met with leadership and industry to revise oil tax numbers, rig counts. And even based on the new forecast, based on my napkin penciled out numbers, if you actually just continue the current price that we're based on through next year, we're talking about $750 million that the oil tax reform has saved the state of North Dakota. We're talking $750 million by next summer. That's huge.
Right. And of course, the alternative would have been to say, let's, I know there was some talk, never formal legislation, correct me if I'm wrong, but some talk amongst Democrats of a different way to do it where you would have, basically kept the tax higher, but you would have had a very different environment where you'd scare away some capital. That wouldn't have been good. But I don't think that ever came up. There wasn't an A and a B option, was there?
No, and I think that's where some of the misinformation comes from, is those who are saying there was a tax cut, they have picked apart House Bill 1476 and said, well, you should have passed the first section and the third section and, just got rid of the triggers and left the rate at where it was. The key is, the way I look at it, is that if the bill had not been introduced by the Republican legislature and passed, if nothing had happened, because there was no other standalone legislation, if nothing had happened at the end of the session, we would be short $362 million today. That is the cold, hard fact.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, so prime example, folks, where things get thrown around during a campaign and you got to dig a little. Well done, Ryan. Thanks for the info. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Ryan Rauschenberg, our state tax commissioner. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Last chance to tell us what your gut says about tonight after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl explaining what an AED is and the difference between cardiac arrest and a heart attack.
definitely two different things. If a heart attack, I look at that as a plumbing issue. There's blockage somewhere, and an AED really isn't going to do anything until the end stages of that particular event. A cardiac arrest is when the electrical, so I say it's an electrical versus a plumbing issue.
Shelley, what is an AED?
An AED is an automated external defibrillator, and what it does is it actually delivers a shock to the heart. When someone is in cardiac arrest, the rhythm or the electrical in the heart kind of goes kittywampus. And so what that AED does is it brings that heart back to a normal rhythm.
To get trained on CPR and an AED, visit www.ndsc.org and click on the first aid icon. That's www.ndsc.org.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using Mobile Check Deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Kevin Kramer and a recap on Election Day, plus you tomorrow on the program. We have a talk radio town hall Thursday on veterans in the workplace. If you know, there's a lot of jobs open in North Dakota. A lot of people that do a lot of things looking for people, just try everything to find the good employees. Veterans are perfect. They really are. And we have the folks at Fortis Energy put together this veterans-friendly employer summit. And it is Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Minot State University. Eventbrite has all the details. It's free, costs you nothing, even get a free lunch. We're encouraging business owners, managers, human resource personnel, recruiter, decision makers, and vets to come together and talk about, getting more vets into the workplace, learning about best practices and opportunities to collaborate on tapping into the talent of veterans. So we're really looking forward to this. I want to thank our sponsors that have made this happen. We're going to broadcast and dedicate much of our program on Thursday to this. in recognition of Vets Day this week. Our friends at Polar Service Center, prime example. Polar Service Center is America's largest tank trailer manufacturer. They have two service centers. They're constantly looking for technicians. They pay up to $32 an hour. Incredible health benefits, low deductibles, 401k, great company to work for. Killdeer or Williston locations looking for folks. They'll be there. Cognizant will be there. Great company. North Dakota Petroleum Council supports this effort. They'll be there. Blaze Energy, proud, owned and operated vet employer of vets, providing power generation and gas processing services to the Bakken oil producer industry. Weatherford will be there. Frack Shack America, fuel on the fly. So veterans, if you're looking, some great companies there, and these companies all hire vets. And so, you know, more best practices. So it'll be wonderful. We're really looking for Congressman Kramer will join us on the air and also is keynoting at noon. I'll give you a number. If you want more information on this event, call Peter at Fortis Energy, 248-283-7100. 248-283-7100 or sign up online at eventbrite.com using the Veterans Employer Summit as your key search. So many texts, so little time. Last chance on the phones, too, at 800-228-0550. Make America great again. I'm with Trump because Trump's with us. How about that? All right. Trying to find ones I've not read here. I wonder if Comey asked this texter. I wonder if James Comey, the FBI director, I wonder if Comey is voting for Hillary. you had a texter, Todd, that said to let me know that he or she voted for Trump. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, now we know. Thank you. Appreciate that. The question is, what's your gut telling you? Where's your gut on this? My gut is today, the very same place it's been, pretty much from the time Donald Trump wiped the table with 16 Republicans, up until the onslaught of the mainstream media became very apparent right after the revelations about his locker room talk, his potty mouth, his inappropriate comments to Billy Bush. The weight of that was unbearable for anybody, to withstand. And guess what? He rose up from that. So I will admit a pit in my stomach through that period. But then I saw the momentum come back, even before the FBI thing. And the momentum has stayed. The momentum is there in polls we can point to today. I think the reason Trump wins, if this would be a coin flip, it'd be who knows, and probably got to go with Hillary if it was any other candidate other than Donald Trump because of what he's brought out. People have never voted before. That Trump effect, that quiet voter, that person that, I'm not going to tell you who I'm voting for, but it's him. The level of passion, I believe, because he's not a politician. And that's the Doug Burgum effect. I started the show with that, and I'll end with that. Nobody would have predicted what happened in North Dakota. Nobody. And it did. Why? Something's in the air. We've had a snoot full of the same old kind of elected leaders. How big is that for Trump? I don't know. I think it's big enough for him to win. We shall see. Bruce and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. What's your gut tell you?
Hey, Scott.
Hi there.
Oh, well, I typically wait till mid-morning to get over to the polling place so I don't have to put up the crowds. But I want to tell you, West Fargo is really hopping. I haven't seen a stream like that of people rolling in and out there. Sometimes there's kind of a line of six or eight people trying to get registered and stuff. So it's really turned out over in West Fargo.
And I've heard that everywhere. I said earlier, Watford City had more early voters yesterday than they normally have on Election Day, which is huge. I've also got an election judge in a smaller Cass County precinct told me normally less than 400 ballots are cast in the entire day, and they're already at 154. Many folks wearing red, she says. So other folks hearing what you're hearing as well out there, Bruce. Thanks. John Bismarck, what's on your mind?
I was just going to say, I hope Trump wins, and I can't wait to see Hillary's face when he does. But does it actually pay for a North Dakotan to vote? I mean, for a president?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, no, it's not going to make a difference in the electoral vote because they're counted in the Trump camp right now, and it's a reliable Republican vote. But, you know, that's why I've talked about what I talked about earlier. I think we got to go back to really examine what the Founding Fathers intended here, and I don't think they intended Ohio and Florida to decide elections and all the 48 other states, you know, pound sand. I don't. So, but please go vote. Either way, there's a lot of folks on that ballot, a lot of measures that are darn important. Get out there and do it. God bless you, folks. We'll know soon enough. We'll talk about it right here. Thanks for listening. Your vote matters. Get out there and make it happen. How many veterans work for you? Listen up. If you're a business owner, if you're a decision maker, if you're in human resources or you're a recruiter, veterans are incredible employees. Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Minot State University, Fortis Energy is hosting a 2016 Veterans Employer Summit. Coming together will be all these decision makers to share best practices, to collaborate on tapping into the talent of veterans. This will be a wonderful opportunity. It's free. It's Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Minot State University. Congressman Kevin Cramer will keynote the event. Brought to you by Polar Service Center, a great place to work. Frack Shack America, fuel on the fly. Weatherford, Blaze Energy. Thanking all our veterans for their service, home and abroad, Cognizant, and North Dakota Petroleum Council, keeping North Dakota strong. Visit Eventbrite.com and search Veteran Friendly Employer Summit. This Thursday, it's free. Register now online at Eventbrite.com and search Veteran Friendly Employer Summit. Lunch is included. We'll see you there.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.